Want more great job search tips and advice? Head to fivestrengths.com/webinar to register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. In this free webinar, I'm presenting my best strategies for your successful job search. Again, register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search at fivestrengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello and welcome to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, executive resume writer of Five Strengths, career transition expert. Today, I want to talk to you about personal branding. We know this concept from a variety of resources across the web, across career search, across job search, across career transition. Fundamentally, personal branding is how you know you're good at what you do and how you communicate that. So if you're struggling with what to incorporate into your personal brand, listen on. I'm going to give you five different ways you can add to your personal brand with some pretty simple changes to your practice. So let's start with five. We're going to go backwards. Start with five contacts with whom you'd like to renew contact from your network. Job seekers' networks are their number one sources for referrals, number one sources of notices of prime job openings, and they can serve as internal recommenders, internal advocates for people outside the organization who are trying to get inside. So don't lose the opportunity to increase your sphere of influence by losing touch with important contacts you've not spoken to in a while. So go back to LinkedIn, go back to that stack of business cards that you have, figure out who you want to reconnect with, and do that right now. Number four, four projects that you've worked on in the last 2 years that showcase your expertise and winning contributions to your company. Your next hiring manager is going to know how you can solve his or her pain starting yesterday. By having a clear understanding of the contributions you have made, and thus the contributions you can make moving forward, if not immediately, they will help you understand and organize your thoughts for your resume and your interview. You know from prior episodes that I call these CAR statements. That's the industry standard term, CAR standing for challenge, action, and result. So keep a spreadsheet, keep a Word document, something on your phone that records all the good things you are doing with their associated metrics. And make sure that you have put these together in a cohesive story that you can easily tell your future audience. Number three, give three reasons your skills have changed or grown in your current position that will support a promotion. If you can't identify in 30 seconds or less how your skill set has improved since you started your current role, you need to do some serious thinking. These are exactly the types of skills that you will showcase on your resume and ultimately in your interview. So think of them as pre-on-the-job training, which you will have to explain clearly to your future employer to demonstrate to them that you are exactly what they're looking for and you are already ready to take on this new role. Number two challenges you've recently discovered about your work. You've changed and upgraded your skill set in response to something, right? What are they? Identify the projects that have impelled you to work harder, smarter, better, or with different resources. Take the time to identify not only what you did, but how you did it. Demonstrate how you have already taken steps to tackle the types of situations your new hiring manager is expecting you to manage in the future. In addition, utilize these job upgrades to show why you're the only one for the job you're seeking and why you merit a significant pay increase as well. Number one new skill set or challenge that you have yet to incorporate into your professional toolbox. Want to know why they need a specific line item broken out in accounting? Go ask the manager. Is that program manager handling a project with new technology? Go ask her about it. Heard about a great webinar that will add something new and different to your already diverse skill set? Sign on and improve your marketing pitch to include your new abilities. Now take a step back and read what you have collected. All of these five elements contribute to the branding and image that you want to project to your future hiring executive. Your next challenge is to distill all of what makes you great, hireable, and worthy of a fabulous compensation package. Put these features of your professional self into your elevator pitch, your resume, your cover letter, and your interview. You've got the goods. Now go get the job. Thanks for listening to the Job Search Podcast. Again, I'm Amy L. Adler. You can always find me at 801-810-5627. Come to me with your questions. I'm curious to know what struggles or successes you are facing as you go through your job search. Thanks again for listening.